Avatar is back. This is Appa, my flying bison.
Right. And this is Katara, my flying sister.
That's right, I'm Sokka. It's pronounced with an Akka.
My name is Toph Beifong, and I'll need 4 tickets.
My name is Zuko, Prince of the Fire Nation, and heir to the throne.
Don't flatter yourself.
You lost me at Zuko.
Zuko, you look so cute.
I can tell you're lying.
Why would I let go of Katara? I love her.
Anybody got a problem with that?
You'll have to leave now. Your lemur is harassing our sparrow keys.
Those are enemy birds.
Even that oaf knows to concentrate on what he's doing.
He does have a heart, doesn't he?
Come on! Shuffle on, I get you.
Stay flaming. Now, check this out.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender podcast for DongBuFang.net. I am your main host, Dylan, and today I'm joined by Alisa.
Booyah.
Melanie.
Hello.
Jake.
Hello.
And Bronco.
We in Auckland.
Whoa, what?
And this is it. It's our Avatar State Katara discussion. Waiting for months, kind of. Yeah. So yeah, send us questions, podcast.thing.net, send us responses to this, and we will get to them soon, because we are bound to have 3 or 4 follow-up discussions to this within the next couple weeks. This is the hot topic right now. This is the topic in Avatar, really. So yeah, and the podcast page is dongwufang.net/podcast. Today's podcast, Avatar State's Katara discussion, and that is it. So on that note, let's move on to this. Here is our Avatar State Katara discussion, and let's start by recapping our Avatar State Katara discussion from podcast number 5. Wow, that was a long time ago.
Oh, jeez.
It was me, Kevin, and Jason, I think, or me, Kevin, and Jake, which I don't know.
Jason.
I think it was Jason, yeah. So, here's the conclusion, and Kevin actually couldn't be on this because he had something, but he was invited, so yeah. And, Jason kind of wasn't talking, but the conclusion me and Kevin reached in podcast 5 was that Aang had to either master it completely or give it up completely, and that was it. There's no middle ground.
Ooh.
And what we're about to say within this next hour and a half is going to completely contradict the conclusion we made last week, or last year, pretty much. Okay, so let's get into it. I want initial opinions from everyone. And I'll go last. Let's start with Lisa.
I'd say leaning more towards Katara right now. That is, he would basically give up the Avatar State.
Okay. Why and how?
Because the entire show up until this point, especially a lot in the 3rd season, we've seen the build-up between Aang and Katara's relationship. We've seen how important he is to her. We already know from when Crossroads of Destiny that it was a hard choice for him to make. And he did try and make that choice, but ultimately it came to bite him in the butt. And so I think if he has to make that choice again, maybe he'll make a different decision and he'll choose Katara.
Okay. Mel?
Katara. Because if you look at it, it's been 100 years of just war and violence and all this, and kind of going off what you said back in podcast 5, where, you know, why would he be considered the savior of the world if he's, you know, just bringing more violence, and the way he defeats the Fire Lord is, you know, this amazing power. I definitely think he's going to choose Katara.
Okay, how do you think he'll choose Katara?
Well, right now, the Avatar State is, he can't use it. I think he'll just leave it that way. Like, he won't try to open chakras or anything.
Okay, and how do you think he'll win the war without the Avatar State?
Well, just, I guess, fighting alongside with his friends, help, instead of, okay, you know, throwing fireballs at him with, you know, glowing eyes.
Fight with love. Okay, here's an interesting one. Bronco, what is your opinion on this?
Well, I definitely am. I cannot stop picturing him using the Avatar State. I mean, when push comes to shove, he's going to do whatever it takes to save Katara. So, I can see him using the Avatar state, but I can see it backfiring on him.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly
see. You can see a repeat of 220.
Yes, I can. I will definitely imagine seeing a repeat of 220 if he uses the Avatar state, which I think he will.
Okay. So first, before me and Jake go, we should state that we have general, very, very general spoilers on this. But they are no way at all to contrive an opinion, to know what's going to happen. But these spoilers, pretty much, they're the foundations of Jake's argument here. And to a lesser extent, mine. So, why don't you, this is probably the most interesting one I've ever heard. Let's hear it, Jake.
Okay, based on what I found out, I guess, he will, let's see, he will choose, well, he will, let's see, there is a way to open the chakra, and Aang will explore that. I'm not sure exactly how to say it, but Aang will explore that option, and he will ultimately, I think, get the Avatar state back. But all is not lost with Katara. Ultimately, he has to be able to be mature enough, you know, to balance the Avatar state and Katara. To balance power and to balance love.
There you go.
And if he does that, he will still get the Avatar state, but he will also have Katara, because in the end, Katara will come back to him, even though he gave her up.
And, you know, how does that not make sense, in my opinion? maturity, something that's, it's like, why has Aang been growing throughout the whole show? It brings maturity into this, Aang's whole growth. It brings balance, the whole concept of balance into this. I'm able to balance the two opposite factors here. And surprisingly enough, I do not have a solid opinion on this issue, and I hope to form one by the end of the podcast. I really don't have a strong opinion. I do think he will use the Avatar state, and I do think that he will not find that way Roku did. It's not going to happen. There's not enough time, and it will not happen, and we'll read Feeder's email in a minute, but he's going to have to find a way to use the Avatar state. He'll regain Katara at the end, or he'll find a way. My opinion, he will not know going into using the Avatar state that he will be able to get Katara at the end. So it'll be very sad, very emotional. Very emotional, mm-hmm. 319. And we'll see it eventually develop towards the end. Maybe second trip to the spirit world within the finale? I don't know. But somehow he will eventually know in the end of the finale that he will be able to have Katara. And maybe it's through maturity and balance. And it's looking, the more I think about it, the more likely that sounds. He will eventually be able to love her, and love in general, kind of. And in the end, he will. See, okay, let's discuss it more in depth later. After we read the emails. Basically, though, this is like the spectrum from Melanie and Lisa to... We don't have a solid giving up Katara opinion here, which is interesting, but... So let's just start with the emails. Fear writes, okay, since Avatar Roku says when he shows Aang his wedding day, you can find other ways to get into the Avatar state or something like that, so Aang will find the way... Aang will find that way, go into the Avatar at any time, and be able to have Katara if Cat Aang happens. See, here's the thing. 306... The reason why I didn't like 306 is it presented that whole new side of that alternate way to have the Avatar state with Katara, with the girl you love. But now we see Lisa?
I mean, the thing I'd say about that is we know he was pining over Tommen, but we never really saw too much of him actually interacting with her.
That's true. We didn't know if he actually, like, literally loved her, but, you know, they had children.
I mean, he cared for her, but we don't know how much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lived with her until his old age.
Yeah.
What better sign of unconditional love can you get than that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Arranged marriages do that all the time.
Okay, here's the thing. The way Roku mastered the Avatar state may have not been so different from the way Aang will.
Absolutely true.
This is going back to Jake's theory of maturity. Roku matured learning the four elements, and he was able to eventually balance love and Tommen. For the people wanting a definite answer, like, this is how you have to do it, this is the way you have to get in the Avatar state, this is the way you have to be able to have Katara, it's an alternate way from the way that you were able to have Katara, and you're also able to have, or just have the Avatar state. Surprisingly, there will not be a definite conclusion to this within the finale. I guarantee you that. You will not hear Roku come out and say, you are able to have love Katara because you are able to mature enough and balance the both at once.
I certainly hope not.
We do not need another Deus Ex Machina in here, alright?
Oh my god.
That's what they did in the first episode of The Awakening. You basically had two Deus Ex Machina, or however that's pronounced.
So it's...
Yeah, Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so yeah, after the finale, we'll have to use our minds to figure out what happened. This is not going to be right slap in our face, here's what happens. And most of the finale, more than half the finale will be... two-fifths of the finale will be spent on Avatar State and Katara. And we will not have a definite conclusion in the end. That's the most interesting part of this. Is that people aren't going to like... I can already tell you. Avatar State, Katara side of this, people aren't going to like the conclusion that will be reached. Unless they make it a little more understandable. But I don't think they will. From the way we've been getting hints, J-Kaz, this is going to be the most complicated thing ever. So,
yeah.
We're not going to see a blip. It's right there. This is what's going to happen. So, okay, let's go with the second email. Jem writes, first of all, there is power in love, and as much as I believe that, I don't think Aang would choose Katara over the Avatar state. Choosing to save the world. But if you really think about it, Aang really does choose the Avatar state with Katara. He won't actually be choosing power, he'll be choosing love, because he's making the choice to save the world, the one he loves. Kind of like what Ersa did with Zuko when she killed Azulon, yeah? By having power and being powerful, you can protect the ones you love. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is that the idea of struggle between power and love is necessarily going to be, in the end, one stronger than the other is going to be a balance of both. Exactly. Power is not an entity of hate. It's a separate entity, basically. And this brings me to a point I want to make here. To Aang, saving the world is saving Katara. They're interchangeable, the world and Katara, for Aang. All of pretty much everyone he's met's love is in Katara. Katara is the world to Aang in every literal sense there can possibly be to that. By giving up Katara to enter the Avatar state, he's not actually giving up Katara. He's actually saving Katara by trying to enter the Avatar state to save her.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a cycle, pretty much.
That's a good point, yes.
It's not like the little... See, to fight the war with love, which was what I was trying to make in the fifth podcast, it's just not gonna happen.
That's cheesy.
Because, no, that's kind of the point you want to make with power. Because power is gonna be, in this case, applied to love. War isn't love, though. Okay, let's just read next to it. I'm getting too confusing here. Arthur writes, my opinion is that Avatar Roku will teach Aang the method. See, this is what I was talking about. It's not the case. Roku will teach Aang the method he used when he was the Avatar. The method which allows for some earthly attachment in his power context that Aang will be able to have a relationship with Katara, so he has to access some of those Avatar's power. No. That's not what's going to happen, because, again, Avatar Roku, there wasn't... This is why the Guru's method is so strange, because it's absolute. It's like, here's what you have to do, you have to master the seven chakras, and then you need to be able to have the Avatar state mastered. It's not that simple.
I mean, it's kind of interesting that Guru Patik would know so much about the Avatar state when he himself isn't an Avatar.
That's true.
You know? So he obviously doesn't know everything there is to know about the Avatar state.
Yeah.
He just a method.
I don't think that, and nobody knows everything there is to know. I don't think even the Avatars know, because, well, the first Avatar isn't going to come out and say, this is how it works, or the spirits who created the Avatar. It's not going to, like, happen. So it's not, there is no such thing as a definite knowledge in this case. there's no such thing as a definite way to master it either, because I think the seven chakras is the closest we get. And even the seven chakras is not definite, because you have to do different stuff inside yourself. You try to find a balance within yourself. And it's so confusing in this case. See, Gurupathic's method is a way for balance. It's not...
It's more spiritual, it's obviously.
More spiritual. It's... But they're all spiritual, all these methods. Oh. It's very confusing. Okay, let's read the last one. Jaffers writes, I believe that somehow Aang will balance love and power in order to go to the Avatar state and ultimately save the ones he loves is to by letting... Good grammar there. Go, Ifer. The reason he will probably find a way to balance love and power is because we have already seen that Avatar Roku had found a way. He does have a wife, and I hope he loves her. Also, I think that it is better to say that the theme of the show is love versus power, better than love versus hate. As you can see in the scene's finale, the fact that Iroh preaches Aang should keep love and pursue that. The Guru preaches that Aang should go along with the opening of chakras to choose power. I don't really think that the Guru is an embodiment of hate. That's why it should be love, power, instead of love, hate. Guru isn't necessarily an embodiment of power either. So that's the thing. It's very confusing there. That was more in response to last week's podcast. So, okay. Let's get into this. Before we start debating, let me present my theory-ish thing for the finale. See, I don't necessarily have a direct theory for how Aang is going to master the Avatar state, but I have a strict finale theory. So, why not now? 318 will be the Spirit World episode in the finale. I think that he will visit Ko. Ko will teach him about the Avatar state and stuff, because Ko, again, is a knowledge source. He's not bad. And, like, who better would know than Ko, who's probably one of the oldest spirits. But he's seen him before enough to make a new character, and he's awesome, so... It's gonna be a learning episode. In 318, I think we'll be less focused on Aang than the other ones in the finale. I think we're gonna see the other side start to come to life, basically. I don't know. The Zuko side's gonna be tough. Depends if he sees Roku Ursa before this. If we see the whole looking for Ursa thing, that could happen in the finale too. But I don't think they'd spoil something for finale in a Turbo Nick preview. So.
About
it. 318 to me will be. Did we reveal the writers yet for the finale?
I don't believe you did. You said that the writers for 317 were given credit because you think they weren't credited for the finale.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to give the writers now, Jake? This would be a lot easier to explain if we can give the writers.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yay. I wanted to do this for a while. Okay, so writing 318 is Mike.
Yeah.
Mike is writing 318. So obviously, if we look at episodes Mike has written solo in the past, we get the sense that it's it's one of those episodes that has a lot of plot packed in. But it also flows well. Kind of.
Right.
So it's... I think this will definitely be a Spirit World episode. Even though the Spirit World is... See, the Spirit World's Aaron's thing. That's why this is so hard to call here. I guess we'll see the Spirit World. And then again, Ko is returning. Okay, Aaron writes 319. Aaron, he has the writer for 319. So, see, I think we're going to see Ko in 318, but yet Aaron is the creator of Ko. See,
it's the beginning of the finale, though. Why would Ko appear like right at the beginning of the finale?
Well, what role do you think Ko will have in the finale? Can you think of anything other than giving Aang knowledge?
Not really. No. He probably will end up giving him knowledge.
Yeah. So that would happen in 318 because in 319 we have to see the emotional Cat Aang scene. That's going to happen there. And Jake actually agrees with me on this, is that we're going to see the first kiss since the Day of Black Sun. It's going to be emotional. Aang is going to decide to give up Katara. And Cat Aang's also is Aaron's thing, so he'll write that. He'll write it good. And it'll be one of the most emotional scenes in the show, especially for me. And he's going to give it up, and this is the pre-battle episode. And then Mike and Brian both write 320 and 321. Where they're credited for it. So, yeah.
Which is actually 320 stretched out.
Yeah.
Remember.
I think the finale is a compilation of pretty much everyone, but whatever. They're in the credits, Mike and Brian. So yeah, 320 I think will be the battle episode. We're going to see the battle start. It's kind of going to be like the format of 310 and 311 in that the battle is going to, the majority of the battle will take place within 320 and 321. I think we'll see the end of the battle and the resolutions of the story. And maybe that kind of epilogue type thing 1 month later, but I don't think so. Actually, don't think so. I think we'll just see the battle end.
Yeah.
So that is my personal theory on this. And then we'll see a second Cat Ankus in 321.
That would be a third.
Third, yes. Second for the finale. You could say fourth, too.
Well, if you want to get into that.
Yeah, when you think it's like, so that is my finale theory. You don't know how long I've had to keep that bottled in. So, yeah. None of that is absolute. I don't expect that to be correct. There are a lot of contradictions within there, much like Ko appearing in 318. What do you think about this, Jake? You've had a lot of time to think about this, like me. What have you come to conclusions with?
I think more Ko's going to appear in 319. I mean, I think 318 is going to be a sort of like a setup episode, you know, kind of like what a 310 was essentially. Mike wrote it, you know, it's just a setup episode. Mm-hmm. And you know, then more of the plot unfolds in 319. We see Ko in the spirit world, and as 320 and 321 go on, we get the battle.
So when do you think the Cat Ink scene will be then?
Oh, that'll be in 319,
so
I'm pretty sure.
So you think he's going to see Ko. So you think the beginning of 318 will more focus on Nanang, really?
Yes.
And then we'll start to get into the spirit world when the end of 318, and then we'll actually see Ko in the beginning of 319? Like, kind of like
yeah.
that? Because I don't
yeah,
know, that's
no,
what
no,
I'm
no,
starting
like,
to think now.
The tank scene will be in like the middle to the end of 319, I think.
I actually think the cutting scene might be the setup. Might be the last scene we see in 319, setting up for the battle. We might
Could
jump
be.
Right in, but an interesting question is where are they during these?
What kind of battle is it?
Yeah, that's where are they? How are they battling?
Right,
maybe Secret River.
The Secret River.
Oh, the Secret River.
I don't think that will be returning.
Oh, come on.
It's a John O'Brien.
I'll bet you $10 it comes back.
Well, maybe one of the O'Brien's episodes, but...
Well, think of all the little hints and everything they give us for everything. I mean, you know, the Ember Island theater poster.
Yeah, that was mentioned
in
once. Chaka
that you only can see if you boot Chinese.
Man, they got people decoding this like Lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, this is a good question, but it's not one that will be discussed here, because this is, again, this is the Avatar State Guitar discussion, so this is kind of, again, the Avatar State Guitar and the finale are so intertwined that I just went over my whole finale theory, but, we'll get into this in 2 or 3 weeks, the whole what type of battle will it be and stuff like that, but for now I want to focus on 318 and 319, where will Aang be when they enter the spirit? When he enters the spirit world? By the way, it's a 100% chance the spirit world is going to be in the finale, pretty much. Ko is returning. Assuming
yeah.
Ko does not return before the finale, which I'm 99.9% sure.
It wouldn't really make much sense for him to return in, like, the Boiling Rock or something.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
So it's... he's going to visit the spirit world somehow.
Yeah.
How do you think he's going to visit the spirit world, Jake?
By
the way, I only go to Jake on this because we've had time to think about this.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's like for me, it kind of seemed like meditating in that rock on 306, something like that. It's like simple.
Yeah, but it's gotta be something more in depth than that, though.
Probably.
Something better than that.
Well, it would demonstrate his maturity if he was able to go into the Avatar state automatically, or into the spirit world automatically now.
Right.
So far we've only seen him do it. So far we've seen Aang interverse the spirit world by mistake when he travels basically through Hei Bai's forest. That Hei Bai winds up putting him into the spirit world. Then he does it through the spirit oasis, and again at Roku's home island, which has a lot of spiritual energy from Roku. So far, he's always had help getting into the spirit world. And so I think it would be an interesting and a good development if he's able to do that, because, I mean, he's the bridge between the world and the spirit world, and he needs to be able to travel between those two worlds.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll
maybe Iroh helps them.
Yeah, there you go.
That's okay. What I was. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I was thinking about that, but I thought.
I think here's my my Iroh theory. I think Iroh will be the conclusion to Iroh's storyline will be help for Aang, because basically the whole love power thing came from Iroh's line in 220. I mean, we've said this before, but. It's so I think Iroh will be guiding Aang through this journey versus Avatar State Katara. And his other thing will be motivation for Zuko. I still think Iroh's gonna die in 319.
Then I'm going to cry.
Yeah. 319 could be the most emotional episode ever. That is the potential to be such wow. I mean, like 320 is gonna be battle, action packed. 321, of course, we're all gonna be crying since last episode, but 319 could be seriously powerful, and Aaron's the person to write that, so... Wow. Aaron also wrote the very emotional ending to 220, so he's had the past history of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, for me, 319 is going to be the... I'm hyping 319. It could be, not true, but it's the episode before the battle, so you have to assume... I mean, I'm also assuming the battle's in 320. It could be 318, 319, and then there could be wrap-up episodes. We don't know. See, by setting a standard, I'm giving them a chance to surprise us. Because I've been disappointed, so I'm trying to...
Well, they're not going to change anything at this point, because they've already animated it and everything.
Well, yeah, I'm setting it one way so we don't outline every single possibility. Well, we will eventually, but every single possibility, and then they hit one, it's like, oh, I saw that coming. So, yeah. Because that's what we've been doing for every single thing, and we've all been like, they haven't had any twists, because we've had every single thing they could possibly do with the show. That's why. So, yeah. Let's go back to the fundamental concepts of this. We might get into the battle strategy a little bit here. Why does Aang need to enter the Avatar State at all? I mean, right now it's blocked. Let's go to the current situation. The Avatar State is blocked. He's not able to enter currently. His chakra is not locked, though. Am I right in that it's not locked?
He told Toph that it was, but we don't know for sure.
Yeah.
That's the excuse he gave to Toph.
What was the information you got, Jake, on this?
I think it might be locked, but it's temporarily locked. There's a way he can get past it.
Well, Dylan, if you trusted Nick.com, but...
No.
I'm there.
No.
Well, and I thought you didn't trust interviews with Mike and Brian.
I don't trust anything, okay?
Yes.
It's completely different concept, by the way, but... So basically, why does Aang need to enter the Avatar State? Because they're horribly outmatched right now, and their first attempt, after being horribly outmatched, failed. He needs to... That's the only way... They were horribly outmatched at the Northern Water Tribe. The only way they won is because he entered the Avatar State. And really, the only times they've actually won battles is because Aang has been Avatar awesomeness. Really, look at that. What major battle have they won based on just... their abilities alone.
Yeah, they're one for three.
The drill. The drill was...
You could argue the drill. Drill was, like, the major one, but... And that was demonstrating that their bending abilities improved. That was just, like, that was, like, pretty much versus Azula, and that was it, though, so that was interesting. This is gonna be... It's interesting if they're going to full-scale invade or not again, because they definitely have the resources to do another full-scale invasion. They could just call in the Water Tribes, and they could have Earth Kingdom Rebels. Iroh could build his army. That's where his engine in.
I really hope there's not another invasion, because, you know, that's so been done. I don't think that Mike and Brian really want to do the same thing over and over again, you know, just to fill time.
What's the alternate? That's what I'm trying
to get at. This is why I'm thinking that they're going to use this Seaver River. Seriously, I don't think that's just stupid.
What's the alternate, though? Well, battle strategy.
Alternate battle strategy would, be to sneak in and for Aang to fight Ozai mano-a-mano.
See, this would not leave for that amazing battle we've been thinking about in the 20s, so that's very interesting.
Well, maybe he, challenges him to an Agni Kai or something.
Remember, it needs to be an epic battle, so...
And they have an epic battle in the Agni Kai arena.
No, it's not going to be an Agni Kai. We've established this. Because then they'll lose fire, which is not going to happen.
Meaning.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So remember, in the sci-fi interview, they said epic battle. 320 was stretched into an hour long, and me and Jacob have been assuming that that is the reason, is so they can make the battle longer. So I think there has to be an invasion of some sort. It's not just going to be Aang going in with,
I don't think there's going to be a full-scale invasion, though, just like what we saw in 310 and 312.
Well, it's not going to be the same. Like, it's not going to be the same strategy, of course.
I don't want to see another invasion, though, really.
Yeah, it seems... I mean, it's been done. One thing to take in mind is the fact that the original invasion, they thought they had the element of surprise. So when it comes to the finale, I don't think they're even going to bother counting on the element of surprise. They're going to fall out, just say, we're coming to get you now.
I don't think they're going to announce it. I don't.
Well, they're not going to, announce it, but they're not going to worry about, trying to sneak in there with submarines and stuff.
In 317, somebody will be at Ember Island. Now, we don't know, but this obviously brings up the possibility that the gang could be in the Fire Nation again by 317. And, not just in there, maybe sneaking to get the Boiling Rock, but actually in there, living there. How are they going to do that if not by hiding again?
Aang grows hair again, yay!
Oh, no, he's not good.
Yeah, okay, if he's not going to grow hair, they're not going to be incognito.
Exactly. So.
Well, that not necessarily he could get a hat or something.
Yeah, he's going to get a hat.
Why not?
Full-time hat.
Okay, anyway, I don't have a concrete strategy on how they're going to battle. What do you think, Jake? You've had some time.
Information. I don't know. Aang dresses up as Zuko. I don't know.
It's like the thing I can imagine because I read about it.
Did he already do that?
Destiny Star, Zuko bringing Aang back, but of course that doesn't work now. Zuko bringing Aang in, it's like, oh, I have the Avatar, and then him attacking Ozai because Zuko's ran off and directly threatened Ozai.
Maybe
they could manipulate Azula and play her, get her.
Not just Azula, but, I mean, we do have that one storyboard of Zuko and Mei. So, maybe they could get Mei to bring him in.
Okay, I don't want to base this off of that one storyboard, because this is too big to base off of.
I'm not sure he would trust Mei. I'm not sure he knows Mei enough,
well,
anyway.
It could be they get kind of smuggled into the palace, if you will.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Like the Iron Zuko plants.
Yeah, kind of like that.
I don't see this being secretive. I really don't. I don't necessarily think
it's going
to be an invasion.
Well, think about how Azula's going to play into this.
Yes. Zuko's going to master lightning, and he's going to shoot lightning to Azula, like, in Destiny. That's what's going to happen.
What if they use Azula, and they beat Azula at her own game? Manipulation.
That's not going to happen.
Somehow,
how can you manipulate
They manipulate
Azula?
Her...
That would be interesting.
...to get her to take them to the Fire Lord.
But how could you manipulate Azula?
Well, there was.
That's the question.
Do you spill this on the steak?
No.
If anybody can figure it out, I'd say Sokka would be able to. Sokka or Iroh would be able to figure out how to manipulate.
Sokka manipulating Azula after she directly out-manipulated him, and the other son would be very interesting.
Yep. Because I definitely want Sokka to get his revenge on Azula.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, the battle format is very interesting. We have no clue right now going in how they're going to do this. But let's get back to the Avatar State Qatar. As interesting as this is, let's try to get some more spoilers on this.
Can I say something about the Avatar State? So far, every time that they've used the Avatar State, it's kind of been a way of saying Aang's not the one doing it.
He doesn't look like Aang, he doesn't think like Aang, he's basically
he's just not
a force.
Well, he does think like Aang.
No, he doesn't.
That's the thing, he tries to get Katara out, he's trying to beat the Fire Nation. He is still Aang. I mean,
well, he acts on Aang's instincts. But yeah, he's not using Aang's.
Well, it's not directly Aang's brain, but it is Aang. It's not like a completely different entity. It's still Aang.
It's pretty close, though.
It's Aang and every other avatar that ever lived.
Yeah, which it's is all they're all similar.
But so far they've used it as a method of shifting the blame off of Aang by himself.
Oh, no. I don't think this is a method of shifting the blame. I think this is the whole core thing going into the finale of the debate Aang is going to have versus the Avatar State. Oh, by the way, you should point out that Aang is in the Avatar State on that Sozin's comic book. That doesn't mean anything. It just looks cooler that he's in the Avatar State. So yeah, let's get that out of the way. Now, the concept of... I already went over this, actually, so let's do something else. we've only been doing... This is like 30-minute mark. Wow. I thought we'd go for an hour and a half on this. Interesting.
If Martin were here...
Yeah, well, we'd probably be... Me and him would be arguing about my word choice on something. So,
yes, Martin, you failed us.
Yeah, seriously.
You failed.
You didn't set your alarm clock.
Or he just is ignoring you, but I doubt that.
Yeah, I doubt that too. Let me think for a minute. Someone talk.
Hello?
Okay, why would you guys not think? Okay, try to review. Jake's theory is the one I'm going by right now. So
I kind of like Jake's theory, actually. I'm not completely abandoning my theory, but I do kind of like Jake's theory about maturity here, because that's one thing we've noticed a lot, because if you see Aang, you know, the first thing he says when he wakes up at the iceberg, do you want to go penguin sledding with me? You know, that's the 12-year-old kid. Now, you know, we see he's...
No, that's not the type of maturity we're talking about. Like, maturity.
What specifically is going to happen to show that he's matured?
Well, we've kind of been seeing it already.
What Jake said, you know, the fact that we've seen he's matured, that he, you know, understands...
Matured in his avatar duties, matured in his of elements, matured in his sense of duty.
Dylan, you're supposed to be thinking.
I know. And I've
well, like he's saying, that the penguin sledding isn't necessarily just something that a kid would do, but that's something that's selfish. That he wants to do something so that he can have fun, compared to doing something that the world needs him to do.
Yeah, the Avatar wakes up, hey, want to go penguin sledding? It's, you know...
I don't know. I don't want you to base the maturity thing based off Aang's 12-year-old maturity. It's other forms of maturity.
That, and even traveling the world and doing the things that he was doing before the winter solstice, was he was doing it because he wanted to.
Yeah, he was kind of playing around with this war, if you will.
He was basically avoiding the war.
You could say he was avoiding the war, and then here, season 2 and into season 3, he's gotten a lot more serious about it.
See, that's the thing that's already happened, though. Well, I'm going to try to get into things that we haven't seen Aang mature on yet. Like...
He's definitely not mature with Katara, I can tell you that.
Well, he's gotten to the point where he can admit his own feelings, and not just admit them to himself, but tell her, too.
See, in my opinion, Aang is the utmost mature with Katara by keeping this behind. Because to him, like, the information that he has, and we have as audience so far, is that it would be a bad thing for them to be in a relationship right now for the Avatar State. So I think it's completely selfless for Aang not to be with Katara.
Wait. How is them being in a relationship bad for the story or the Avatar State?
Avatar State, because we've seen from Guupathic. We haven't seen Jake's side of this yet. We haven't seen the whole maturity thing presented in the show.
Right
now, the only thing we've seen is that you can't have attachment and Avatar State at the same time.
What kind of attachment? You're talking about earthly attachment. Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't stop loving someone.
I know. Oh, yeah, that gets into the whole attachment, debate.
For me, earthly attachment is material attachment, not
this gets into the whole loophole debate that people are like, oh, he didn't directly say love, which he didn't, and there's the whole earthly attachment. What does that mean? What is even attachment? It's not going to be the basis. See, this is not going to be the basis for Aang being able to master the Avatar State of Katara at the same time. It's just not how it's going to turn out. It's not just going to be because of a loophole in what Guupathic said. There's going to be a deeper meaning tying up the loose ends of the show and Aang's storyline with him directly, which is the maturity thing, but it also could be several other things. So here's what I'm trying to say. What is an alternate to Jake's theory of maturity? Like, assuming that he will enter the Avatar state, there will not be a loophole, and he will end up with the Avatar state in Katara in the end. What other paths, what other reasons would there be for Aang being able to have the Avatar state in Katara at the same time?
Besides maturity?
Yes.
Have you actually considered the idea that maybe he doesn't end up with Katara? Because that's still a big possibility.
We're going to get there. We're still going on the assumption that he will.
Dylan saying no to that is because if Katara doesn't wind up with Aang, then that means Katara winds up with Zuko and he doesn't want to get that.
She doesn't have Katara to wind up with anyone. No one has to wind up with anyone.
Yes,
because it automatically happens if she doesn't end up with Aang.
Well, that's what Aaron said in the magazine, though, is that she was going to end up with either Zuko or...
Okay, here's why Aang will end up with Katara in the end, because he synthesizes the whole love over hate theme that we've been working towards the whole show. If it doesn't, then it's like the whole thing's gone to waste pretty much. This is all theme-wise. This isn't my personal opinion. It's just what makes sense to the show. And even Jake admits this.
Yeah, they wouldn't have spent that much time developing a relationship between Aang and Katara if it was nothing.
Well, that's not even an argument I was using, but yeah, it's...
Just throw 59 episodes out the door.
Yeah.
And just start a new relationship.
See, Jake is even making fun of you, Canon Zutara shippers, and he's a Canon Zutara shipper. Come on, guys.
I really cannot see how far their relationship has developed with them both still being somewhat ignorant of each other's feelings.
See, okay.
But I don't think they are.
They may not be on some subconscious level, but on a conscious level, on the very surface, they still don't really understand each other.
Each other. They're pretty much best friends.
Yeah, but they're not lovers.
So they don't like.
So
they
don't have
core. They know what each other feels at the core. They just don't. They don't need to know what each other feels for the other person. I actually think they do know what each other feels for the other person. I think there's some kind of connection there that they can know that without actually talking about it. I mean, it's the Avatar here. Crazy things happen. So it's like in Destiny's Call, but anyway, it's
No. We're gonna have to start paying her royalties.
Yeah, we seriously are. Every time we mention this, we're gonna discuss this in the shipping special. Definitely, that's coming up. I don't know, probably next week. But it's this is the whole argument. Let's save it. I don't want to do it right now. Okay, so I still haven't gotten any alternate theories yet.
Well, besides maturity, what other reason would he have to...
Yeah.
Okay, let me think of a second.
Every single other method, I think, would be a cop-out, and that's what I told you in the email, that I had a sneaking feeling that Nick would give him both, because they wanted him to be happy and they wanted the world to be happy and have the happy little...
This isn't Nick. This is not Nick here.
I know.
I want you to bring up Nick. Thanks. Okay. Because this is the fandom's general opinion. I'm really pissed that the fandom thinks Nick is involved in this. This isn't Nick. It's like...
Okay, well, then Mike and Brian, because their target audience is still 12-year-olds, that they would still wrap everything up in a neat little package. And
well, the thing is, it will be wrapped up with a neat little package in a way. They have to conclude their, no, they don't, because we just went over this last podcast, but is that they're not basing
they're
it off
resolve
of the
whole defeat the Fire Lord.
Yeah, they're obviously going to defeat the Fire Lord, unless they bring out the biggest twist of them all and they actually don't win, which would be incredibly twisty, and it would depress every single kid out there in the world. Mass suicide. That is why they will actually
cutting my wrists right now.
Seriously, the emo population will go up by 10%. So seriously, this is why they will win, because that's not going to happen.
But I'm just saying that my point is, besides maturity, I would kind of feel any other method would be kind of a cop out.
Most methods will be, but we need more spoilers on this channel.
Why do you say like spoilers?
Because that's my new way of
saying it. Spoilers.
Spoilers. Wow. Okay, so...
Spoilers.
I had something to say on this. Basically, the things that have to happen well are they need to defeat the Fire Lord, they need to show concept of love, which would be Aang Katara, they need to demonstrate that there is peace. There's not going to be mass death. But I think Iroh dying is a huge possibility. I think it's likely. There are going to be some signs that it's not all happy, fun, and awesome. I think Sokka dying is a possibility. Personally,
I do not see Sokka dying. Yeah. I see Iroh dying, but
what would give
Sokka
a better
dying.
Sense of loss than Sokka dying? Seriously.
Hakoda? But
no,
Iroh?
They've already killed Hakoda.
I think Iroh.
Yeah, Iroh I think will die.
I will become emo when he dies, I swear to God.
Yeah, and then Zuko dying. Of course, Zuko dying would be very interesting. If he goes through this whole good phase within the next episode as well.
Yeah.
But then again, their destinies are intertwined, so Aang and Zuko, who knows? Ugh, so confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is why
I think there is a good chance that Aang could die.
See, it's not gonna happen.
How do you know it's not gonna happen?
Because this defies the concept of the show in that.
Well, maybe that's why they can't do a season 4, is because he dies.
No, because they were planning a season 4 in the beginning of season 3, so.
And Nick wouldn't allow the main character to die to prevent.
But again,
you know,
don't get into Nick. This defies the whole concept of what they've been building towards. Aang. Well,
just
what good would Aang dying do, basically? Like, what's the point?
It's more plausible,
it
I think, than Sokka dying.
How did what concept does it resolve?
See Aang dying more possible than Sokka dying personally.
What does Aang dying do?
That is an example of unconditional love.
Hmm.
How?
He gives himself for the love of Katara for saving the world.
Yes.
But this does not demonstrate the love. Like, do they still win with Aang dying?
Yes.
He's sacrificing himself.
Yes. That's what.
And then maybe.
How does that resolve our storyline? What we were just discussing last time. But again, they're not directly resolved. We're basing this off of what happens.
What if he would die, then he gets sent to the spirit world, and season 4 would primarily deal with him as the spirit avatar guiding the next avatar.
That's like so crack. No.
What do you expect?
That would be quite awesome, but no, not gonna happen. See, with Sokka dying is it shows the sacrifice of war. It shows ultimate love.
But it shows the same thing with Aang, and even more so.
But Aang can't die because then that reverses the whole thing of love. It's like, Aang gave up.
How?
Aang gave, no, see, Ow. Aang... Would, let's go back to the whole Avatar state to Katara. Let's reverse this here. Aang would be giving himself up for... Aang giving up love for power, because, again, he doesn't know going to he would be able to accomplish both. And then he dies, so it's like power wins over love. That would be the message brought on that.
You said he was giving up love for power in the process of dying?
I know, but it's not direct. That's deeper into it. I'm looking at direct here.
I'm not.
I know. See, I'm telling you, Aang will not die. But I don't think Sokka will die, but I think it would be a good concept to have here. Katara's the one who will not die no matter what, obviously. And I don't think Toph will die. I think pretty much Aang, Katara, and Toph, and to a degree Sokka, are the only ones who are safe.
Third egg, anyone can die.
Everyone else is pretty much fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Azula, I think, is likely will die, too.
I mean, I'd see Zuko as definitely a likely, just because he's played the role of the anti-hero as the tragic hero. So.
But what, like, again, but for me, what good does Zuko dying do other than a sense of tragedy, yes.
Well, it also shows redemption if he dies helping to save
Aang. That would mean he would flip right before the finale, but he's flipping already, as we see in the end of
Well, it would be the, you know, showing the ultimate act of redemption as we see him, you know, getting better with this, you know,
But
blimp.
Really, that just, like, Zuko's, that just, like, takes away from all of Zuko's storyline, yeah. Him dying for redemption, it's not what Zuko's storyline is about. It's about the struggle.
Well, it could also be what Iroh said, where he believes Zuko is needed to help bring balance to the world. You know, this is part of it, you know?
It could be,
helping to bring balance to the world, and he dies in the process.
I don't think so. I don't see Zuko dying, likely. Actually, it's interesting, because I said Zuko dying was my major theory, like, 5 weeks ago, but I don't see him dying at this point.
I don't see anyone dying, and I don't see anyone living either. I think it can go either way for anyone. Whoa.
They're all gonna die.
They're in limbo.
they're both on the,
everyone's
on the
gonna
cusp
die.
Of death. Nuclear bombs.
Yeah, there's gonna
go
be
off.
A big, you know, style twist in episode 321 just because they wrote it in because they started working with M. Night before
they wanted the best twist. They're planning for the movies ahead.
You know what's gonna happen? Ends. They're gonna like wake up and it was all gonna be a dream or something.
They should totally.
Oh,
and
God,
it's gonna
no.
be them in the real world. That's totally.
That was the original ending to The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe we'll end like The Sopranos.
Oh, that's what we want to get into, the
great.
Sopranos ending. Wow.
The screen goes black.
Oh, by the way, The Sopranos ending, yes. It was, they left it open and people got mad at them for being so general. And I was talking to my dad, I said, that's like the exact opposite of what the Avatar fans want. The Avatar fans want it to be general so the fan fiction can continue on. They don't want a definite ending.
Yeah.
It's like Sopranos mm-hmm. wanted a definite ending. It's
yeah.
Because I don't think Soprano
fans write fan
crazy.
Fiction.
The 40-year-old guys on their computers typing up fan fiction.
It happens for Avatar, why not?
Yeah, but not for Sopranos.
No, they'd be doing it for like Lost or Heroes, but not
yeah.
for Sopranos.
Not for Sopranos.
I bet if I went to fan fiction right now, I'd find several Sopranos fan.
You know what? I'm going on right now.
Let's check it.
Hold on. Keep talking.
Okay, so, again, I still haven't gotten really an alternate, I guess.
I don't think we're going to get an alternate right now. I think
Sopranos,
we need to have 55 fanfics.
Oh my word.
It's only
wow.
55, though. All of them, like 10 of them are by the same person, though.
And Avatar has
yeah.
split, like 400,000?
Let me look. Hold on.
Anime manga. Even though it's not actually.
Don't I
which are like.
Here?
Which are like.
12,675.
Yeah. Wow, I'm late. I have 675.
Difference.
Awesome. Okay. So, yeah. Really, I thought this would be more heated discussion, but we kind of came to consensus on Jake's theory for now. I know, like, we're going to revisit this many, many times. Like, I want to come back to this once Jake gets more spoilers, once we see more within
Stop
the theory. we can come back, we can see what actually happened, but, you know, I have a feeling we're all going to be wrong. I don't know, something's telling me
in
that
one way or another, yeah.
We're all gonna
well,
be
nobody,
wrong. I think
yeah.
we're all, I don't think we just all be like wrong in one part. I think we're all gonna be completely wrong about the finale. I don't know.
I hope so.
I'm assuming too much. Yeah, it's,
that would be nice.
You know what happens to people who assume? They make a beep out of you and me. So basically,
yeah.
classic Joe there. So yeah. What else can we discuss in this? It's only been 55 minutes.
One
more closing topic here. Avatar State, Katara.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. We already did the aftermath thing in the last podcast.
Yeah, we talked about aftermath.
Have we? We haven't really thought about like the exact scenario, like in the Crossroads of Destiny, where he actually has to make a choice between Katara and the Avatar State.
Like, what will force him into making the choice?
Yeah, because it's basically it has to be an ultimatum.
Well, actually, I think he'll make the choice before, like, anything happens. I think they'll... This
yeah, it would
be
make sense that
battle.
he's going into the battle knowing how he's going to...
Yeah, this
yeah.
is going to like,
He'll assume, realize he needs the Avatar
he needs,
State.
He needs... It's like, he'll debate it. He's put this off long enough, and in 318, he'll know it. He'll start to explore
maybe,
the Avatar.
Maybe he'll ask Avatar Roku if there's a way, and then he'll direct him to Ko or something like
that's,
that.
That's what I'm thinking, actually. But yeah,
yeah, the whole reason why he goes to the spirit world in the first place.
Yeah, which will be the decision here. And I think in 319 he'll decide, and then they'll go into the battle with his ability, and he'll eventually use it. But it's interesting to see how he uses it. Again, the circumstances of the battle is so up in the air right now. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have some spoilers on that, Jake.
Oh my god, I'm going to shoot you.
Wow, okay.
You got spoilers on the finale?
Spoilers
I think
on the
our
battle.
Closing topic should be
the
why Dylan
how
says
gonna get,
spoilers.
How the fight is going to commence. Like a general one word. Like, spoiler, that's all.
Oh my god.
Word spoiler.
Alter
Aang is your spoiler.
You probably don't
Aang.
That would be the best.
Aang, yes.
Aang, like, if you want the rest, just email me back. Like, dude. I can see that happening too. Wow. Okay.
Totally.
after this discussion, what is everyone's opinions now on most like?
I completely changed my opinion from now talking about this.
Lisa, what do you think?
Changed my opinion.
Well, I mean, because part of I was kind of wishy-washy in the first place, and I'm still kind of wishy-washy. But what Jake said does make a lot of sense. And certainly at this point, I'm kind of stumped, and maybe when I'm trying to go to sleep tonight, I'll be thinking of other ideas and be like, oh, I could have said that.
Yeah.
But
write it down and save it for the next one. Yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing.
Because, I mean, one of the things that I said, you know, what I was trying to get to earlier is that the avatar state being kind of a method of showing that it's not completely Aang doing it would be him starting to do the avatar state, starting to do the battle, and that at some point stopping and finishing it himself.
Ah. Hmm. So, would he do the deed?
Do the deed
and killing.
wait! Are we assuming that him taking down the Fire Lord implies that he kills him?
That's it. That's a whole other topic. Mm-hmm. But yes, like this is the whole thing. How is Aang, who's so lively, so full, how is he gonna take a life?
How do we know that he takes his life? How do we know that's implied?
But I mean, he has to be prepared to at least, at the very least, he has to. Think he's gonna
right, and that's kind of what I was going with the avatar state, is that would be his preparation, that he would think, okay, if I'm in the avatar state and I kill Ozai, then it's okay because it's not really me doing it. But then he'd stop and maybe not.
And then his maturity would make him so he would actually do it. Wow. I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah. You know what? I think the avatar state is the only way you could justify a 12-year-old killing a 30-something man.
Yeah.
On a kid's show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way they could cope out is him actually not dying. I think he has to, he has to die, Ozai.
Okay, well, whoever's
Fire Lord, because we get back to my old theories of it not being Ozai.
Go out, you know, like Scar did in The Lion King.
Yeah.
I still have my active theory of Azula eventually taking over the Fire Lord position.
Yeah.
From the beginning of season one, I made that.
I think a lot of fans would be kind of pissed if the Fire Lord didn't end up dead. You know, they feel like it was kind of...
If he just got thrown in a jail cell and just left.
They were thinking all this time he was going to die, and then they don't kill him. It's like, what the heck?
Yeah,
I can see him dying, I just don't see Aang killing him, because that's not sending the right message.
I can see him dying as a result of maybe a chain reaction of something Aang did, but I can't see Aang personally, you know, delivering the blow.
That's how I see it. That's the Disney way of killing a villain.
Yeah, a Disney
death. I see Aang directly, whether in the Avatar state or not, killing Ozai, and I think that has to happen for a successful ending to occur. And I'd see that, and then Aang would be completely distraught after. And it just creates the whole, another theme of life and death here.
Creates another conflict where maybe the after killing Ozai, that's what triggers the Avatar state, and then we have a whole Aang villainous problem.
Yeah, I kind of doubt that.
That would be a good twist. I could see that happening.
That would be a good twist, but it's like
that would be your season four.
Wow. Yeah,
that
would be.
No. I see that actually happening in the finale.
Yeah. Okay. So
like just like a one episode thing that in 20 he defeats Ozai and then 21 Katara has to bring him back to Earth.
That's not happening. Okay. here's what I want to end this podcast on, and this is the main. See, like in November, Jake came up with this theory at least. And I was going back trying to actually understand this, because Jake actually wasn't very good at explaining it then, because he didn't completely understand it himself. But
yeah,
this is almost impossible for me to comprehend. And then, like, I think it was hard for you too, Jake, to like fully grasp what you were trying to say.
Right.
So the main thing I kept bringing up is like, so everything's gonna be all hunky dory at the end. What is gonna be the repercussions of him giving up Katara or the Avatar state? Like, what's going to be the result? What's going to be the chain reaction? Is after he not going to be able to use the Avatar state anymore? Is it going to be hindered, his ability to go into Spirit World? Like, what's going to happen? Because I don't know, something still tells me it can't all just be good. It's like his maturity will lead to good things and no bad things. I think there has to be one repercussion at least.
Well, one of the repercussions, I guess you could say, is maybe that Aang stops being the Avatar. Is that he becomes basically just a normal kid, a normal guy.
Oh.
Who can bend four elements.
Well, no, I mean, he'd stop being able to bend any of the other elements, too.
Well, how would he give up that? How would he give up being the Avatar? That would be, that would be
the
Avatar twist.
Spirit would have to find a new...
Wow, that would be... Right. Wow, I can see that happening. Damn it.
Wow, Alyssa, wow.
Oh my god, that like... Oh my... That works
in the last 10 minutes of the podcast. now it comes
the
back.
Epic twist.
Wow.
No, I mean, that's, wow. I mean,
I can
you said
that
the Avatar spirit would stay in the spirit world, and then it would go find its new host, leaving Aang as just a normal guy.
Are you actually a writer for the Avatar?
Yeah, are you secretly Elizabeth
D. Hess? No,
yeah.
I want to be a character designer, but no.
Wow. So by eventually keeping Katara at the end, he might not be completely fully mature since it's not even a year yet, and that would result in the spirit leaving, and he'd just be a normal kid and then happily ever after with Katara. Wow, I like that. Tad angry repercussions.
In the last 10 minutes of the podcast is when it comes out.
Wow, that was great.
I told you I was going to come up with ideas at the last minute.
Yeah. Well, we can
good job.
As we want. Yeah, I don't necessarily have to end it right now. So, stuff like that. That's what I'm thinking of right now. Something's going to happen.
Well, I got nothing after that.
This
so.
Might be the twist. This might be the twist, is that what's going to be the result of...
Does the Avatar line end, or...?
Well, is the Avatar line ended already? I mean...
Yeah, we know that the cycle's not completely broken, because in The Awakening and 306, that Avatar and the Fire Lord, that he can still talk to Roku.
Yeah.
So, because in the previous one with, when he was, what episode was that? With the Avatar state, when Roku explains the Avatar state
the
being
Avatar
broken,
state.
They used him. Sorry. The visual representation of that is the other avatars fading away. And so, to me, I think the fact that he can still talk to Roku indicates that the avatar cycle is still there, at least for a while.
And how about this? Maybe screw the whole maturity thing. How about Aang completely chooses the Avatar state over Katara? He uses it to kill Ozai, and in the end, his love for Katara is still so strong that eventually breaks the Avatar state bond, and then he can't go in the Avatar state again, because he eventually reverses his decision.
Yeah.
Like
see,
that.
Now I'm all over the place now.
Yeah, we've confused our entire audience.
Yeah, because basically I wanted to present this.
Okay, I need, like, a two-week break now to, like,
now that's what
think about this.
2 weeks from now.
At this point, I don't think anyone's really going to understand what's going to happen in the finale.
Yeah, but we don't understand. I don't know. Me and Jake
have
this
basic
theory, but it's probably all wrong. I really like that twist, at least. That's
see, I don't want to believe that it's all wrong just because, you know, we've spent, like, 600 or like 6 hours combined, like
well,
talking
six
about
hours.
This.
We need more than 6 hours to discuss this.
So far, so far.
Wow, it's like
to explore every possible avenue and then be wrong.
Yeah, seriously, that's what I'm expecting. I seriously, one thing at least will not be according.
Like,
to...
Like, and when we find out what it is, it would be like the most obvious thing in the world. Why did I not think of that?
Yeah,
Aang being a normal. Wow, but then Aang being a normal kid. It enters the whole destiny thing.
Dylan needs to.
I'm going to be up all night.
Yeah.
I think his brain is in the process of imploding.
Seriously, it is. Wow.
Maybe we should leave him alone for a couple minutes while he.
Yeah, really.
Then my brain would explode and I wouldn't be able to upload this one.
How about come up with some hidden Zutara just based off of the episode titles from the Western Air Temple?
Oh, God.
No.
Then
we'll have two hidden Zutaras for
each. Well, the Boiling Rock, duh.
Yes.
Give me a minute to think about this.
Okay.
Do some Zutaras.
So let's see.
Western Island Players will be a dramatic play between, you know, like. A Romeo and Juliet type thing between a Fire Nation person and a Water Nation person.
Yes.
Totally believable.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Ow, my ear's like really in pain right now.
Yeah, really. Dylan, you've never been this quiet.
I'm thinking, I'm trying to
Southern Raiders. We'll have some flashback to Katara talking about her mother and loss of mother and the bonding with Zuko.
Therefore, they ever got married.
Yeah.
Yes.
Therefore, who's going to get married?
Dylan, are you ready yet?
I don't think I'm not going to be able to come up with
Let's talk about trivia again.
I'm not going to be able to sleep now.
That completely divided
all logic. Let's talk about trivia again.
I'm up all night.
No, Jake, let's talk about trivia again.
So trivia last week.
Trivia was good. It was multiple choice.
You guys don't understand this, by the way. This was something edited out last week.
That Dylan didn't put in the podcast.
Yeah.
heavily edited. Or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow. So many theories we haven't thought of. You know, I seriously think something like what Elisa said, Aang not being the Avatar anymore, something like that is going to happen.
Yeah.
Huge twist, I think. I know that it doesn't have to be huge, but just something we haven't thought of. And Mike and Brian have been planning it from the beginning, too.
Well, you see, now that we've thought of this, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Anything we think of automatically never happens.
Seriously. Really. It's like, it magically is like taken out of the show. Like,
I want to write a fanfic on this now.
Okay. You could write a fanfic out of everything we just talked
we
about.
Okay,
could.
Dylan, you do that while I sleep because.
Yeah, Dylan won't be able to go to sleep tonight.
Dang it.
Hey, he doesn't have his thing in the morning, so you
that's
know he
true.
Doesn't.
That's true. I can stay up all night.
Yeah, but others of us have things in the morning, so.
Great job, Elise. Wow. If anyone comes up with any more,
you've completely blown his mind.
Yeah.
Write them down.
We have thousands of minds that are 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 minds.
It's still going. Oh, wow.
What was that?
That should be our like, you know, on unit leave, by the way.
It's really like one of our bloopers. I'm going to take all of Jake's repeats and eventually compile them into one half hour podcast.
Okay.
Yes, that would be the best podcast ever.
And that's a great, what you do is mix it over like some of the show's music so that it's a Jake rap.
Jake rap.
Yes.
Minds that are minds and minds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, is this. Are we going to talk about Avatar State Qatar anymore, or should we just end it?
I think we're good.
Let's close things out. Okay, send comments. Please send comments from this discussion. This was great. Send us comments. podcast@donwufang.net. But this is one of my favorite podcasts ever, definitely. Definitely one of the best endings ever.
The last 15 minutes.
send us a series. Even if you think it's, like, not possible, send it.
Seriously, it's like, could be stupid. It could send the Dark Avatar Theory, stuff like that. I mean, seriously.
All these brilliant minds listening to us.
Yes. I hope this podcast is heavily listened to. This was great. Okay, I've been your main host, Dylan Kos. I've been Elisa, Melanie, Jake, and Bronco. Technical director AJ Kevin. Music groups is by Luke Tripp. I edit. Don Fang owned by Jake. Aang could not be the Avatar. Wow. Okay.
We should end it with a unison wow.
Okay, it's just a unison. Okay, good, really. Let's give up a round of applause to Elisa coming in at the end.
How do we applaud?
Like that, yeah. It works for me.
Yeah, but I don't feel like waking up my parents, so. I'm gonna do a golf clap, okay? Can you hear it?
No.
I'm golf clapping.
No.
See?
Okay.
Shh. Golf clap, golf
okay,
clap,
okay,
golf
wow.
clap.
Wow. 1, 2, 3. Wow.
W-O-W.
Oh, wow. This is like a wow podcast.